good afternoon. I hope you like that toning, that sounding, that healing sound that Rita is doing. Oh, my, I just love that. What we're going to talk about today on Radiance by Design, which is you choosing what you're radiating out in the world in order to manifest elegantly by choice. We're going to talk about energy, raising your fields, raising your frequencies, using all kinds of tools. Let's start off by using sound. And now remember that the vibrational mapping that we know about in our body mind, the etheric mapping, is the chakra system. And those are little energy centers that work, that kind of work, they're vortices that run many, many programs of consciousness. But they have the ability to link us with higher levels of consciousness than we usually use consciously. And they have the ability to transform us, and they have the ability to help us relate to our Merkaba. Remember last week we were talking about the Merkaba, which is the light body that we all use for our consciousness to shift levels of consciousness. The beingness that you are, which is not necessarily your physical, has full capacity to travel through the universe, and we can learn to use to alert and align and brighten up our chakras. We can learn to use our Merkaba. We can transform and move beyond the limitations of the third dimension. And also, we've got these wonderful structures that my guides and angels have taught. Somebody said, oh, they're just the Merkaba, but they're not really. They're another kind of energy system and energy shape that you can use kind of like a Merkaba, but they create more of a container space, which you can also use to heighten the frequency in your vibrational self and the essence of your being, and can move out of jammy situations as well. You can manifest, you can create, you can do healing. Who knows what we can do when we set our sights on it? So my intention today, first of all, I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. I'd love to get feedback about the show from you and suggestions about what works for you, what doesn't work, and what would you like to hear. I'm looking forward to your calls today. We're going to talk about energy, energy blocks, creating higher fields, and anything that you want to talk about. I'm also going to do some specific healing energy work on some wonderful people out there who need a little extra energy help. So we're going to have a blast today. So let's focus on our chakras first and foremost. For those of you who don't know, I'll give you just a tiny wee thumbnail about what each chakra is all about. Chakras are energy centers. Optimally work at very radiant basic colors. So as we focus on a certain part of the body, then you, and I call a color out, you'll see it as a swirling, whirling vortex aiming toward a clearing into that color. It isn't necessarily, for example, the red one at the base of your spine isn't necessarily going to show up bright, clear red to you or feel bright, clear red. It may have some weaknesses, it may have some lumps and bumps, it may have some old blobs of coal left from Santa Claus' judgmental stocking gift or whatever. But usually what it means is you got some old programs in there, and if you want to change them, you work with your chakras. You can literally change how you're programmed in the world, and we're going to get into that today too. So what we're going to do is make sounds, make color, and focus deeply on a chakra while the sound vibrates through our body. And that's going to raise our field and frequency, and also it's going to raise the vibration of your Merkaba, of your light body. So let's take a deep breath, get yourself relaxed, and close your eyes as you're driving. And let's make some sounds together. Sound in the base of your spine, which is what houses your programs about tribes, tribal information, base animal instincts, what you inherited from your lineage. And to me, it's also extremely creative. It's where it's kind of like the fecund nature, where you really start creating deep, deep down. We know we can bust out of the old DNA program these days, this day and age, too. So let's start off there as well. And here's the sound. Focus into the base of your spine and make that sound and feel it vibrate. Again. Yeah. One more time, take a breath, take that red sound, and drop it from the base of your spine right into the earth. Ah, right to the core of the earth. Good, and have it bounce back up into the base of your spine. And just for a minute, draw it right up your spine. Up through to the top of your head. And if you want, straight out to the great central sun. Good work. Now focus in your belly area, which houses the subconscious, contracts, karma, everybody else's influence, sexuality, mother's influence, father's influence, teacher's influence, anything that has really impacted your subconscious, your sense of self, of who you are, kind of steams in there somewhere and gets diluted, and you have the refinement of who you really are, and the movement of this consciousness is all about our evolution, isn't it? And the sound is, ooh, and the color is bright, clear, orange. Be happy if you see brown spots, lumps and bumps, pieces of coal, whatever you find in there, scissors, snails, puppy dog's tails, because you're just finding what impedes the freedom from past programming. And the more you sound into it, the more you breathe into it, the more you can melt that and create a new belly area, orange. Sometimes you find other parts of your body tingling like mad, so pay attention. It tells you what's linked with this chakra. And now take the orange energy and run from the base of your spine all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Okay, if you want, you can shoot it out to the great central sun. Drop it back down, shoot it through your spine and into the core of the earth. And now we move to the solar plexus, the stomach area. That's your personal power center with all these other influences. Your personal power has gotten a little conflicted, so you make your way, you transform reactions and so on. You work with clearing so much that the essence of your being and your soul's journey can come through loud and clear, and your power is your own. You radiate it. The color is bright, clear, yellow, and the sound is, oh, oh. Drop it to the base of your spine, or if you want, right into the core of the earth, back up to the base of the spine, and then shoot it right up through your spine, right up to the top of your head, into the great central sun, and back down. It always feels quite warm. And move your attention into your heart chakra, the center of your chest. Actually, it takes over the whole chest, and it's the area of courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. But also, because of love, or part of the drive for love, does create despair, loss, sadness, grief, and all of those other things that are the other side, or when we make changes, we lose connections, and that causes the grief, right? So that when you're seeking in your green chakra, and you want to fill it up, don't be surprised if you have weights in there, and you want to just sing to them and bring them forward until they lighten up. Because you're all very loving and you want to increase your ability to radiate love. Ah, remember it's green, bright, bright green, green. Drop the green right into the core of the earth. Let it bounce back up through the base of your spine and all the way up your spine, up through to the top of your head, to the great central sun, where it drops back down, goes through your head, comes right back into your chest. And move your attention to your throat, where we synthesize wisdom out of everywhere we've ever been and everywhere we're going. And it's a bright, clear, clear eggshell blue. I've often seen it as royal blue. What do you see? And you want to sing. You want to open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube, so it's not like, ah. You want to sing. Ah. Take a deep breath. Singing hooks the right and left sides of the brain. When you've got a sore throat or you're really trying to figure things out, you often get a sore throat, make sounds into it and feel your brain just really go buzzy. You know, it really does an awful lot for your brain as well. So take that blue light, drop it down into the core of the earth, let it bounce back up through your spine, move all the way up your spine, straight up through the top of your head, out into the great central sun, back down in through the top of your head and down into its natural place at your throat. It's the first of the wisdom chakras. Well, really, they're all about wisdom, aren't they? And now focus in your third eye, which is in behind the brow, and it's deep, deep purple, beautiful, deep indigo purple. And so you put your, as if you'd suck your finger way in past where the brows meet, into the brain. That's right, and you see a deep purple light in there. And the sound is "ih," as in indigo, or intuition. Take a minute and drop a deep indigo light into the core of the earth and bring it back up through the spine, all the way up to the top of the head and way out into the great central sun, way out there, and that's going to pop back down in your head and just swish through the spine again and land in your third eye. Actually, it's swishing through the skull, isn't it? And now we get to the top of the head, which is your connection to your God, guides, angels, and so on. And in the top of the head is, it looks like a great lotus. It's very beautiful. And it's a chakra that I always think of it. It sort of opens and reaches for wisdom. I don't usually do the other chakras. Maybe we'll do that next time. And the sound we make is, and it's an amethyst color. Ready? Another one. This one really hit my arms for some reason. Yourself in a beautiful violet shower and drop that violet light right down into the core of the earth and see it bounce back up and come in through your spine, all the way up your spine. The violet light rises up through your spine, right out through the top of your head. That's it. And then see it just bursting like a great fountain all around up above your head. All around, it falls to the ground, all around your body, and swirls and swirls and swirls. Now what I see is that so many of you, it brightens your chakras and also brightens your radiance quite a bit. And that raises your fields and frequencies so that we're raring to go to be talking to our higher self, and we're talking to our evolution and not just being stuck. It's a very good idea to do your chakras at least once a day. It's a good idea to do about 55 things once a day. I'm not sure we can do all that. I think what we're going to do is take a caller, if anybody'd like to call in, and then I'm going to break and we're going to do a structure. Also, I want to tell you that my paradigm shifter today is going to be a pretty interesting woman. She knows an awful lot about changing your energy and has turned that into a really wizardry kind of thing where she's making jewelry that's been energy enhanced so that it really lifts your fields and really protects you from EMFs and all kinds of negative things out there. This is what we're trying to do, because if you can take your energy consciously and move it, you can actually heal amazing problems, whether mental, physical, emotional, even spiritual problems. So she took this to the nth degree and turned it into her business. She was in the fashion world before, and now she makes beautiful jewelry, which makes sense, which has a huge impact on people's ability to hold their energy and fields higher in a way that we don't take on the darker energies that are out there. We put our higher fields in there. And she's very fascinating to talk to, quite a metaphysician in her own right. So if you can stay tuned from 5 to 6, we got Deborah Stewart. And her website is HighChi.com, HighChi.com. Just had a birthday, and Bob bought me a beautiful necklace of hers. It's dolphins in a high chi pattern with an energized chain and so on. So I got this energy on me right now. We can perhaps feel it. Can ya? Well, you can call in and tell me. The numbers are 877-876-5227. That's from the U.S., 877-876-5227. And then from Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And then if you want to use the direct line, if you're calling in from Spain, hint, hint, or other wonderful places around the planet, let's see if we can get a caller from some great foreign place, maybe even Canada today, 530-876-3222 is the direct call-in line. Now, while I'm waiting for a caller, I want to talk about a wonderful woman who's doing amazing work. She's writing, she's setting up a newspaper, and that newspaper goes out to a lot of people in the healing world. It's called Connection Magazine. And, boy, it's an amazing little magazine, and it hits Santa Cruz and Vancouver, B.C., so that's nice. I'm from Vancouver, B.C., and I've certainly lived down in California. So it hits some of the neighborhoods that I really cherish, but I know there's a lot of metaphysicians in the paper, and she's featuring a lot of wonderful characters that we're going to talk about. Oh, so we have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good.
Is this Laris?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing these days, girl?
I couldn't hide my accent to you. Oh, my God.
Nice try.
Good to see you again.
It's nice to see you.
Long time.
How are you doing? And did you do our light sound thing with us?
Yes, yes, I did. Wonderful.
What's going on in your world? Laris is calling from Barcelona?
Yes, that's right.
What's new over
so,
here?
So, okay. What do I need to know? What do you see that I need to know tonight?
Well, first of all, you're changing a lot, but you're a little bit stuck. You've got a little bit of depression going on, have you?
What? Depression, you said?
You look like you have a little cloud in your head. Do you understand what I mean?
A little cloud where? I'm sorry, I cannot hear.
In your head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like you have a bit of a depression.
Depression?
Yes.
Mm.
No?
Well, I don't know. Actually, not right now that much as before, so.
Well, that's good. Are you going to make a big change? Because I'm seeing here, this is a feeling I'm getting when I look at your energy. I feel like you're in a state of indecision. Your head's turning this way and this way, but all of a sudden you're going to make a nice decision on your own behalf. But that decision is coming from a deep place of knowing more about yourself. And it's quite, it's time for you, but it's like you're just building up the steam to actually step forward your own way. Does that make sense?
I feel like it's, I'm not being able to listen very well.
You can't hear me very well?
No, it's like cutting up somehow.
Well, maybe you
why.
Should just, hang up and listen on the, computer and then you can email me later.
No, I actually have turned off the radio.
Oh, I see.
I'm only listening to you through the, phone line, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway. Well, if you can't hear me, we probably should say goodbye right now, and it's just too hard for people.
No, now I'm listening. Now it's okay.
Okay, I think you're going to make a big change, but it's because you're learning something about yourself. And you're going to step forward with the strength of self that you haven't had up till now. But you haven't got there yet.
Okay. Okay.
And
anything that I should do specifically, or just wait, or?
I think you have to do, it seems like you're doing some kind of meditation, are you? Because it seems like you need to do some clearing to get there. Because I said at the beginning, I don't know if you can hear me, but I said at the,
yes, I am.
The beginning, there was a little cloud in your brain, and that is representing now that deep place of indecision that you've had. But you're just going to come out of it, boom, and then you're going to start doing something different. And I think it might be about your work, about teaching, about some kind of classes that are very different than what you've done before, and you'll be much more satisfied.
Okay, that's good.
It's
like
you're emerging into
a
new level. Pardon?
Yeah, I have no idea, but sounds good. No idea what could I be teaching different, but sounds good.
Well, it seems like you're going to come out of a bit of a doldrums and become very expressive.
Okay.
Do you want to be expressive?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You want to be expressive?
I cannot. The word that you're saying, I cannot understand.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can be what?
You're going to express yourself.
Okay.
You're going to be dramatic and artistic and funny. It's coming into the world with a new kind of energy.
Oh, dramatic and funny. That's
yes.
Weird.
Yes.
Okay.
And have an impact on people. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah. It's a good change time for you. It's not easy, but it's a good change time.
Okay. So in general, it's good or bad?
Oh, no, I think it's very good. I think right this very moment, it's a bit slow for you inside. But in a short while, you'll go quite sweetly, kindly, and in a new creative level. It'd be very good.
Okay, because what I am feeling physically is that the tinnitus, the ringing in my right ear is getting worse.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to improve a lot. And I think it's because you have to get your own attention. I think it's like spirit saying, stop, listen, you have to make changes here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been trying to actually listen. I mean, I want that. So let's see.
And if you could write a lot, that would help. And I should probably go now in case other people are calling.
Okay.
All right. Many blessings to you, Laris.
Thank you very, very much. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling, and best wishes. Now, there's an example. The energy got very slow in her head, and she says that she's got a ringing in her ear, which is really getting annoying. But the guides are showing it's like everything's building up till she breaks free and spills into the world in a new way. So what's going on in your world? I hope you took the numbers down. I won't give them out right away. I was talking about Connection Magazine. Anyway, there's somebody there who's a wonderful woman named Patty, and she's suffering from a very sore leg, a knee, an ankle, and numb toes. So we're all going to do some energy healing. This is going to be distant healing. It doesn't all have to be on Patty. I want everybody to wrap yourselves in light. Everybody, wrap yourselves in light. Yes. And let's call forth the presence of the higher beings, our guides and angels, beings of love and truth and consciousness. Let's call forth the light. All right. And now what we're going to do is send light to somebody that you really care about, somebody that you know is in pain of some sort. And I'm going to work with Patty. I'm going to ask Patty's higher self. You always do this. Ask permission. Ask Patty's higher self, is it okay if we work with you? And she says an eager yes. I can see it. You'll know, because every now and then you'll get somebody who says no. Don't do it then. Stay out of the way. Means that they've got something going on that's really meaningful to them in a way that they need to do it that way, right? So it's not. So I'm asking Patty, and she says yes. So what we're going to do is work with her, and I don't know what you're doing, but we'll work with their area of discomfort. In Patty's case, my perception, and you ask your guides and angels, whoever you're working on, which area of discomfort should you focus on? And in Patty's case, I'm looking at her spine in the sacrum area, almost to the waist, and we're pulling negative energy out of that area right now. It has something to do with, okay, I won't do a whole reading on her because I've given her name. That's no good. But what we do is we just hold our hands on that part of her energy body and install some higher frequency energies. And then I'm being guided to move my hands to the knee, her energy body knee on the right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to send energy through her knee. Yeah. And you know something that's very interesting is that that's connected very much to her jaw. Now, if you think about the knee is where we store fear, and the legs are support, and the right leg is male support, and the left leg is female support. And, of course, there's all the huge variations in everything I say because this is an idea. Oh, I'm glad you called. I'll be with you in just a moment. And then we're going to get our hands down to, I'm going to the next place, which is her ankle. And the guides are getting me to put my hand behind her knee and on her heel. Good. And then in her case, how are you doing with whoever you're working on? Follow your hands where they're guided and where you hold. If it gets really heavy where you're holding, then you know you're actually bringing some energy out. You want to do some clearings. I like to scoop my hand like I'm just turning water over in my hand. Just scoop my hand behind the area in which I'm holding until it gets softer and lighter. And now we're going to call in a wonderful, I'm getting orange and gold light. What are you getting? When you call in light, ask your angels what light to use, because I'm going to run this orange and gold energy up through the heel, right up through the leg, and then all the way up her body to the jaw. Good. I'll be talking to her later, and we'll see if anything happened. But what kind of experience did you have? I hope you'll call in and let me know, or email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, because it's occurring to me more and more that with the craziness of the insurance world and so on, we need to learn more and more and more about and trust more and more about healing energy and helping each other, teach little kids about it and so on. Now, I know we have a caller. You've been patient. Now you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. This is Peg.
Hi.
How are you?
We're back. We went for station identification, or maybe it was a personal identification. I don't know, but we went off and on. Hi, Peg. You're still
Hi.
There? How you feeling, honey?
Back
I know you're sick.
I went to the chiropractor, so.
You what?
I went to my chiropractor.
Oh, good. What did he have to say? Peg has been struggling with a kind of a mammoth flu cold situation, haven't you?
Yes. Been doing better, much better. When you worked on me today, it helped to release, and then he adjusted me, and that seemed to release more. At least that's what I believe.
Yes, and you know what's interesting about Peg's call? When we Peg's going through, you know, I was talking to Laris over in Spain, and she's going through a big change, but that change is, it's before she gets to the change, she seems to have this kind of depression or sadness in her brain. You're a little bit different, Peg. You're going to go through a huge change. And it seems like your energy for change has built up and built up and built up. And now you've got these, like, cleansings going on. It's really interesting. Because I look at you and I go, I'm not as worried about you being sick. I want to encourage you to be, there's something about your real self that is trying to speak up in you. And it's like you're cleansing or you're, all those fluids that are coming out, you know?
Yeah.
They're all kind of the old material moving and moving. And it seems that you have a certain kind of fear or anxiety, which we're going to work on right now.
Okay.
And that seems to be an underlying thing that you're clearing at this point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I believe it is, too.
And what's that?
Yes, I agree with you on that.
Okay. And the thing is that we need to clear, and I get these all of a sudden, I want to, usually people at home pay attention to your own too. If you want to make a step forward and you have to break out of something that's been comfortable, most of us go through a fear, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And actually calling up the fear is a really good idea because the fear usually slows us down. We got to walk through it. We got to call it up. And I know Bob was reminding me this yesterday. I was thinking of something I wanted to do, and I was scared. I don't think I was admitting I was scared. You know, it takes a certain kind of centering, doesn't it, to go in and go, oh, yeah, I'm really scared right now. Bring it up. Wrap yourselves in light, because I'm really interested in bringing up the fear. And I want to bring up yours especially, Peg, because I see it's really quite tangled in your intestinal area, and I go, well, of course. Because that's where we hide our subconscious stuff, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Which is where the fear boils up from, isn't it? So let's call up the fear. Let's ask to feel it. Yeah. It'd be fun to go, I'm just so scared. Ah! Call it up. And then ask for help from our guides and angels. And then let's say, take it. Will you please take it? Now, some of your intestinal tract is lightening. Yeah. And I talked to Peg earlier today. She had huge pockets of phlegm and so on in behind her ears, but they're not so huge right now, Peg.
Oh, good.
Did you do the olive oil?
Yes,
that
and garlic.
The suggestion was olive oil with some garlic oil in it, and you heat it up and you put it right in your ear.
Uh-huh.
You don't syringe it all the way into the center of your neck or anything.
Then when I did that, it started to open up.
Good.
I did that little bit of a relief.
Well, and the one thing about being single, at least you don't have anybody nibbling on your ear right now, because it probably
smells
pretty.
Well, I have that non-garlic.
Oh, non-smelly?
Yeah.
Well, you look like you're a lot better, but I would say to you, oh, look, you shifted something in your belly area. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
So I'm really interested in what people at home are doing as well. But thank you so much for your call, Peg.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your help.
All right. Well, many blessings, and keep healing because you got something new coming up.
Oh, is it to do with work? Or?
I think it's a new job. I think it's a new opportunity that you're not expecting.
Oh, okay. So it's positive.
It's very positive. But you know what's interesting? It's like with Laura's thing. Sometimes positive things. But in the positive things, we will find a fear as well. Because I think you're going to have two things, and you're going to be really nervous about doing the wrong thing. Neither of them is wrong.
Okay.
Have fun. Like if we were having fun, we go, oh, wow, I get to have this piece of candy or this piece of candy. You know? Oh, yummy. So,
okay.
As they say, have a blast.
All right.
Thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and what we try to do is look at you and see where your whatever's going on in you, what's the undercurrent? What is the problem? And I was working on Patty's right leg. I'm going, okay, there's something about going forward, and there's something about support that she needs to work on. And when we're doing energy, what happens is if you can get hold of the very thing that's underpinning whatever the difficulty is, lo and behold, very often it blows itself away really fast, and you feel lighter and freer. Sometimes it's smart to be afraid. Do you know that? So, but it's just like taking hold of it, not leaving it in the subconscious so it has to rack at your body, and working with it consciously. All right, so I think what we're going to do, and call in. I really love it when you call in. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is create a structure. The guides call them the structures. And these are vibrational shapes and colors and so on that function in your body mind, like, or around your body mind, like a research lab or like a studio where you go create, or like a healing room where you take people to be healed. So let's all create one together and see what you can do. Remember that you can manifest really well in these. So when you're in there, if you're really wanting to just create something, get in there and really design it. So here we go. These are really easy. They have a bunch of pieces to it, but they're very, very simple. And once you get in the habit, you can do them in a heartbeat or two heartbeats. I don't know. Deep breath. My guys are reminding me, I was channeling just before this show, and they were reminding me that when you want to raise your frequency and you really want to get in touch with your Merkaba, you want to raise your frequency a lot, and some of that comes through breathing. And I was going to do a big breathing exercise, but I think today I'm going to do, the time's going fast, I'm going to do the structures first. All right, take a couple of deep breaths. All right, now focus up over your head, perhaps 2 miles, a gold, see there a golden ball, a radiant golden ball. Now below your spine, perhaps 40 feet, another radiant golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball, run it right through your spine into the lower golden ball, and feel what that feels like. Now that filament of light should be very radiant. Is yours? And now around your waist, in an 8-foot radius, 8 feet from front, back, side, a series of golden balls, so they create a circle. And they have a soft, soft, powerful resonance. Now from the upper golden ball, drop many, many pink filaments of light. And from the circle of golden balls, many, many pink filaments of light to the lower golden balls. So now you have a canopy pointing up, and you have a canopy pointing down, and you're in a structure. Now, inside of that structure, you're inside of this, you're way in the center. But inside of that structure, create yourself a crystal ball. It's funny, I see mine as a disc right now instead of a crystal ball. But in any case, how does yours come out? Because I always trust when they change shape, Usually it's a message. So you can start off creating a crystal ball with the outside edges of the crystal ball touching the inside edges of the structure. Or if you have a different shape, let me know what it is. Mine is looking like a disc, and I'm inside it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful crystal color. To me, it's like a kind of a opaque white with soft blue and some gold. Mm-hmm. And now, inside of that, we're going to go and find our star tetrahedron. And I'm inside the star tetrahedron. And that's the three-sided pyramid pointing up, the three-sided pyramid pointing down. And you turn, when you hitch them together, they're like a diamond. But instead of that, we're going to turn the top one halfway in a half circle. And so that we've, instead of having a diamond, we've got a point sticking out in a flat piece and a point. And what we're going to do is squish them down together so they intercept perhaps two-thirds of the way into the pyramid pointing up. Two-thirds of the way into it, the pyramid pointing down is interacting with it. So that if you look at it, it's like a Star of David, three-dimensional, and you're inside of it. And that one is very like the Merkaba. So now I want you to spin and spin and spin. And if you can't quite get the details right, just be inside a wonderful star and spin and spin and spin and spin. Can you feel it spinning? Whilst you're spinning, look in front of you, and there's this wonderful magical screen. And on the screen, see little movies of what it is you're wanting to create into the world. What is it you want to create? Yes. Your own personal journey. Personal goals. What do you want to achieve inside with your higher self? See what you want to do in your business or in your service. If you want some healing. Maybe you want some courage. Now bring in some people that you want to help heal. People whose healing impulses you want to help spin. Excellent. Now remember, whenever you're creating these movies, you want to act like, you want to feel like you're in the movie. You can feel, think, see, know. And now come back into your spinning star tetrahedron. Spin for a few more minutes. And then come back out. Now today we're talking about energy. And you know, you just created a workspace, and it's a really good workspace. If you're trying to get something done and you can't quite concentrate on it or you don't quite know what to do, get in there and start spinning in your star tetrahedron and give the other structures a bit of light as well. And you'll find yourself being able to be much, much clearer. Because really, we are energy vehicles first. We're vehicles of light and color. And we're human beings second, or third, or fourth, who knows. So when you start working with that, it's amazing. I wanted to talk a little bit about being energy beings. We actually get intricately snapped into other people's energy. Okay, I'll let you talk before I finish this. Welcome, you're on the show.
Thank you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good and wonderful.
Who am I talking to?
The star is wonderful as well. May it go to every listener on the internet. And I'll talk with you later tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that was interesting. Thank you for that call. And now what I'd like to do is talk about how we get intricately all woven with other people's energy at times. So there are times when you want to free yourself up to create on the planet, and you just can't seem to get going. You know, it's a really, really important thing to clear the energy from other people. And sometimes the people that are the most significant in your life regarding clearing are the people that you feel pulled by, or you can't get them out of your mind, or you can't get over them, or you can't get over your anger with them or something. Is there anybody in your world that you really feel attached to that way? Somebody you've been mad at for 30 years, or someone that who broke your heart some years ago, or someone that you're yearning for who pays no attention to you? And usually it's those kinds of things. Or, somebody you break up with amicably, but you can't get over it. It's kind of tangled. You know you should be doing something, like breaking up, but then you can't recover from it. You don't know what that is. That's where our energy fields are very, very tangled up one with the other. So let's do an exercise. Let's each of us wrap yourself in light, and I want you to pick a person that you're trying to clear from or that you really feel like you're very attached to. Just pick a person that you're really attached to even though you don't want to be. There's always somebody, believe me. I better ask Bob. Is there always somebody, Bob? He's being noncommittal. Okay, well, I know of many people who have that experience. And usually it means that you're soul contracted. You have some kind of contract. And contracts between people show up in the form of push-pull recognitions that come energetically. You know what I mean? Where you get a zing or a buzz or a push-pull that you can't seem to unhook. So let's just see if we can unhook something. So let's call up. Wrap yourself in light, and call in the presence, okay? Call in the presence of your guides and angels and higher self, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. Wrap yourself in the angelic presence. And now call up an awareness of this push-pull with this person. Yeah, I want you to feel the push-pull. Now, where is it in your body? As soon as I did that, I got a bellyache. So I'm going, oh, that's handy. It perhaps could have been also in my thigh, my left thigh. Well, that's also interesting. Don't think. Just pull up those connections and exaggerate them. All right? Just really exaggerate the connection with that person. And now you want to pay attention to all the ways in which you're getting these impulses about that person. And it could get really, really uncomfortable. And we want that because if it gets really, really uncomfortable, we know how deeply entwined our energy patterns are together. So call it up and exaggerate it. Notice where it is in your body. And then ask for help from the guides and angels. Well, I think we'll do it differently. Instead of just commanding total release, which is one way of doing it, let's immediately set up a structure, a ball above, a ball below, a filament of light coming through, many filaments making the upward canopy, many filaments making the lower canopy, so you're in this wonderful structure, and then whip up your wonderful crystal ball, and inside your star tetrahedron, you start spinning. You can actually spin this situation or this person in it, or you can spin yourself and see the screen with the person in it. Right now I have an urge to spin the person in the star tetrahedron. I'm just trusting that that's okay. So I'm unhooking from someone and I'm spinning that person in the star tetrahedron. And I notice that it feels very different in my body. My body is lightening up. Almost I hear little snaps and little... like cellophane being pulled off or something. and my left hand is hurting. What's happening to you? I'm spinning and spinning this person in my star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Okay, good. And now let's come back into center. And you're still in your structure and you're still in the crystal ball. I'm leaving the star tetrahedron over here because my person's in there. Okay, and I'm letting that person out, and they're gone. And now let's swish ourselves out with light. Swish ourselves out with light. Swish. Swish. Here's another one. It's bringing in a spiraling platinum light. Bring the spiraling platinum light in through the top of your head. I always see it's like a big bottle washer, and have it whirl round and round and spiral through your body, clearing out, clearing out, clearing out all those leftover strings with that person. Yes. And now again, shoot that spiraling platinum light up through your body, and then come back into the room. Now, you know, if you do that, it's been my experience when I'm having a traumatic release of someone, somebody that I'm, obsessed about or angry about, and I can't seem to get the resentment to go away or whatever. This sort of thing works really, really well. You may have to do it several times. It seems that things don't stick until our energy bodies have really gotten into the concept that that's gone and that doesn't need to be there anymore. I often think we're these really amazing weavings out there. But the use of your chakras and the use of shapes and structures, sacred geometrics, the use of sound, and the use of your focus, visualization, and intention is truly magical. Help yourself design the life that you want. And now we can get even more exotic, because at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Deborah Stewart. And she's not just going to talk about these things in the etheric. She's going to have some amazing Atlantean technology. She and an ex-partner, I guess they really got together and they did some amazing divinations. They had flashes and visions and so on, and created these incredible tools for shifting energy for a number of reasons. One of them is even for facelifting, or for shifting body difficulties. You know, our bodies, our wrinkles and so on come on because we don't replicate healthy cells anymore, because we're somehow programmed to start getting dulled when we get older. And this photorejuvenator, for example, will literally rejuvenate your ability to replicate healthy cells. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had Dr. Dougal on, and he was over in England, and he was creating machines that also had a version of doing that. Both of them use light. Both of them use a laser kind of situation with, I think it's called nanofrequencies, nanometers, and so on. So, but this is quite different, and you can check hers out on oxybliss.com, O-X-Y-B-L-I-S-S, or highchi.com. I'm looking forward to talking to Deborah at the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle, and thank you so much for your calls today. We're doing good work. One of the things I'm fascinated by is how many of us listening to BBS Radio or participating in BBS Radio or even other amazing, proliferating numbers of radio shows out there are consciously sending high-frequency energies out over the planet, and how many people are picking up on those. Because if you change your energy, you can change your reality. What we'd like to end this with is sending blessings to people in Iraq and Africa and all over the world where there's difficulty, Burma, China, oh my. It's hard to just pick all of these different things out, but there's so much bloodshed going on, and there's people oppressing people, and there's earth changes, and oh my. Let's just think for a second and call in the light, and have the light run through you and out through your heart, and send it bouncing, cavorting, leaping, and loving all over this planet. Just send out the blessings of your conscious use of light and frequency. Remember, intentions raise your frequency too, unless you intend a darker one. Send them out all over the planet. Yeah. and way beyond, because we have other extraterrestrial visitors, don't we? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying many blessings. Thank you so much for listening. Email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, if you wanted a healing session or an intuitive session with me. My number is 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564. And remember, Thursday night at 8 o'clock, I'm on ET Healing with the wonderful Jackie Silvitti and her amazing team. I love that group of beings. I also love my own. Thank you, guys. And so tune in on that. You'll really learn a lot. And I'll see you next Tuesday here on Radiance by Design. Much love.